जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जयो गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जनाय यशोदनन्दन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोद जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा जयो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि भक्तवृंद जयो श्री कृष्ण प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण राम राम हरे हरे। हम विष्णुपाद गुरुवंश
ऋग्राज चर्ज स्तोत्र श्रीमदीवन ग्रेस वचन स्वामी श्री गोपाल की जय अनंत वैष्णव वृंद की जय नमाचर दास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति तुलसी महारानी की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की नितय गोपेमानंदे हरि हरि गो All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, Dhritarashtra quits home, Text 14. Sorry, Text 15. It's 14 or 15? It's 15, no? Sorry, I have to go. Yeah, thank you. अभिरत अर्यमा दंडम यथावत अघा कारिशु यावत दधार सुद्रत्वम सापत वर्षसतम यमः अभिरद अर्यामा आदंडम यथावद अघकारिषु यावद धार सुद्रत्वम शापाद वर्ष सतम यमः अभिरद अर्यामा आदंडम यथावद अघकारिषु यावद धार सौद्रतम शापाद वर्ष शतम यमः अविरद अर्यमादंडम यथावद अघकारिषु यावद धार सौद्रतम शापद वर्षम सतम यमः अभिरत्वर्यमादंडम सावादकारिषु यावदधार सुद्रत्वम् सतम यमः अभिरत एडमिनिस्टर्ड अर्यमा अर्यमा दंडम पनिशमेंट यथावत आज इट वॉज सुइटेबल अघकारिषु अंटू पर्सन्स हू हैड कमिटेड सिन्स यावत
Ajlangas. The Dhara accepted. Sudratvam, the tabernacle of a Sudra. Sapat, as a result of a curse. Varsasatam, for 100 years. Yamaraj. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. As long as Vidura played the part of a Shudra, being cursed by Mundaka Muni, Aryama officiated the post of Yamaraj to punish those who committed sinful acts. Purport. Vidura, born in the womb of a Shudra woman, was forbidden even to be a part of royal heritage, along with his brothers Dhritarashtra and Pandu. Then, how could he occupy the post of a preacher to instruct such learned kings and kshatriyas as Dhritarashtra Maharaj Yudhishthir? Dhritarashtra and Maharaj Yudhishthir. The first answer is that, even though it is accepted that he was a Sudra by birth, because he renounced the world for spiritual enlightenment by the authority of Rishi Maitreya, and was thoroughly educated by him in transcendental knowledge, he was quite competent to occupy the post of an acharya or spiritual preceptor. According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone who is conversant in the transcendental knowledge or the science of Godhead, be he a Brahmana or a Sudra, a householder or a sannyasi, is eligible to become a spiritual master. Even in the ordinary moral codes maintained by Chanakya Pandit, the great politician and moralist, there is no harm in taking lessons from a person who may be by birth less than a Sudra. This is one part of the answer. The other is that Vidura was not actually a Sudra. He was to play the part of a so-called Sudra for 100 years, being cursed by Mundaka Muni. He was the incarnation of Yamaraj, one of the 12 Mahajanas, on the level with such exalted personalities as Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Kapila, Vishma, Prahlada, etc. Being a Mahajan, it is the duty of Yamaraj to preach the cult of devotion to the people of the world, as Narada, Brahma and other Mahajanas do. But Yamaraj is always busy in his plutonic kingdom. The hell is in the Pluto planet, nearly somewhere there. Plutonic kingdom, punishing the orders of sinful acts. Yamaraj is deputed by the Lord to a particular planet, some hundreds of thousands of miles away from the planet Earth, to take away the corrupt souls after death and convict them in accordance with their respective sinful activities. Thus, Yamaraj has very little time to take leave from his responsible office of punishing the wrongdoers. There are more wrongdoers than righteous men. Therefore, Yamaraj has to do more work than other demigods who are also authorized agents of the Supreme Lord. But he wanted to preach the glories of the Lord, and therefore, by the will of the Lord, he was cursed by Mundaka Muni to come into the world in the incarnation of Vidura, and work very hard as a great devotee. Such a devotee is neither a Sudra nor a Brahmana. He is transcendental to such divisions of mundane society. Just as the personality of Godhead assumes his incarnation as a hog, but he is neither a hog nor a Brahma. He is above all mundane creatures. The Lord and his different authorized devotees sometimes have to play the role of many lower creatures to claim the conditioned souls, But both the Lord and His pure devotees are always in the transcendental position. When Yamaraj thus incarnated himself as Vidura, his post was officiated by Aryama, one of the many sons of Kashyapa and Aditi. The Adityas are son of Aditi, and there are 12 Adityas. Aryama is one of the 12 Adityas. And therefore, it was quite possible for him to take charge of the office of Yamaraj during his 100 years absence in the form of Vidura. The conclusion is that Vidura was never a Shudra, but was greater than the purest type of Brahmana.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitam Scham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Prabhu's blessings and all assembled devotees' blessings. I'll try to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam, which is known as the Amala Purana, or the spotless, clean, purest of all the literatures, Vedic literatures, and is also considered to be the fruit of, the ripened fruit of Vedic literature. The Veda is compared to a tree, like a mango tree, then Bhagavatam is the ripened mango. And naturally, the fruits are very relishable when they are ripe and ready. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, the literature, is very much relishable. And it is something that makes our existence more pure, with a good purpose, pure purpose, and grow in our spiritual life, in our spiritual journey to the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is Canto 1, Srimad Bhagavatam. Dhritarashtra quits home, and we are discussing this chapter, where the war is over, Mahabharata war is over, and Yudhishthir Maharaj is now ruling Hastinapur, and Dhritarashtra is still there as the main personality there in the kingdom. He has Virat of all his children, and just attached to the kingdom that he could not afford to give to his own children like Duryodhana. Today, Nityananda was supposed to give the class, and they just asked me to give, so I kind of obliged. But I asked Nityananda Prabhu to tell me what he would like to speak on this, because he's a scholar and he is one of the authority now. So I'll took some of the thoughts from him and I'll try to narrate. Let us see how it goes. With all of your blessings again. Yeah. So Dhritarashtra, the word means, Dhrita means to hold, possess. Rashtra means the country. So one who is holding onto the kingdom and not letting it go no matter what, so that is called Dhritarashtra. Whereas Vidura, although he was born in the same family, like Vyasadeva is actually one son in the family of Kurus, like Satyavati, right? Satyavati's son. And so the progeny that comes from Vyasadeva is also part of Hastinapur family. But then, just like Pandu, Arjuna and other, Bhimsen and Yudhishthira Maharaj, they are also born of Kunti and Madhuri, but not directly from their father. But then, they are considered the son of Pandu only, not the person who progenied them, because that was kind of the arrangement. They are still Kshatriyas and son of Pandus only. Okay, not other demigods who actually procreated them. So similarly, although Vyasadeva is the, technically the father of Vidura, in one sense, but because the mother is not a Sudrani, so therefore he considered to be Sudra, in that sense. So, anyway, but although was in a body of a Sudra, in one sense, because he was cursed, now we find out why it is so. But such enlightened personality cannot be judged just because of their physical appearance or situations. It is important to recognize a person by what they are, not by what these externalities. It's very important. Especially in the age of Kali, when things are so messed up, Varna and Ashram, it's very difficult to understand who is who. We ourselves always think, oh, what am I, who am I, what is my responsibilities, duties. So there's a lot of messed up. So therefore, going by scriptures and understanding the person, the way the person is very important. One should not consider spiritual master. Not to speak of spiritual master, actually Vaishnava also should not be considered in the category of jati and all those things, right? And Vidura is such an exalted personality. His way, his behavior, his talk, his example, his knowledge, depth of knowledge, his depth of detachment, and all those things. Like he also had, because Vidura is the brother of Dhritarashtra after all, younger brother. Dhritarashtra had a lot of affection for him. And he gave him a lot of land, lot of land to rule, basically. But Vidura was never attached. So when it was time for him to leave the country and go on pilgrimage, he just left like that, because he was not attached. And Dhritarashtra is attached. Just like Nityananda Prabhu was giving the example, Madan Gopal Prabhu had just come, but we are talking about you. That if you give Madan Gopal Prabhu a piece of pizza, and if he gives it up, no big deal, because he doesn't like it anyway, right? He's not. Similarly, Dhritarashtra gave a lot of land to Vidura, but for him it's like pizza to Madan Gopal Prabhu. So he just left. When time came, he just left without, I'm not supposed to do pizza aparadh by speaking like this. I'm the one who makes it. But still, the example is very, pertinent. That Vidura was not attached to this land, he just left. And because his source of great examples by his behavior, by his activities, so he became qualified to understand the I mean, not he's already qualified in other hand, but then such personalities can actually preach the knowledge of Bhagavatam. So here it is explained that although by birth we may be from any family, whatever, but what our surrounding and association is, that is very important. And that's what shapes our life gradually. And Vidura always kept in company of like Bhishmadev, the Mahajan, and other great personalities, the sadhus, the saints, that he was always surrounded by. And that's what, even though Yudhishthir and other personalities were also there, like Duryodhana and other parties, but he was never affected by that. In fact, he was purifying them by his presence. And in this whole chapter, it will be explained how Vidura actually speaks to Dhritarashtra in a very authoritative way, out of compassion, and helps him to detach from the, you know, that noose. By the name, by he goes to the Rashtra, that he actually quits the kingdom. So that's like a very huge activity. Like Srila Prabhupada, he actually did it. By his presence, by his power, by his preaching, he actually inspired people throughout the world. Like by Krishna's grace, I have been traveling a lot, many places. And there are devotees all over the world. Nowadays, mostly Indians are crowded in all the temples in the West and all. But Prabhupada, the way he preached to the people, if you look at them, Prabhupada disciples who are still, you know, kind of serving and practicing, although age is quite old now, they're quite old. But when I look at them, I understand that these people have a lot of love for Prabhupada. Huge. Lot of attachment for Prabhupada. And I live in California, it's called of Silicon Valley. And the Prabhupada disciples who are there, they are still cooking Srila Prabhupada's birthday festival, for example. Two days they continuously work hard, physically, standing and cooking for hours and hours. And their only concern is the next generation. The love that they carry for Prabhupada, they want to pass it to the, you know, other generation, so that they also serve with the same flavor and love and affection for Prabhupada. And they're struggling. They are not sure whether we'll be able to do it. While talking to them, I can feel it. But they have a very strong desire that what they have been doing for so many years, it should not stop. In fact, they told me, "Are you going to do it when we're not there?" Things like that. So the point is, Prabhupada has influenced them to such an extent, despite their all their whatever the background was, previous everything, years after years after years, many of them are serving very, very happily and dedicatedly. They have a lot of satisfaction while doing it. So the surrounding that's actually builds the person and inspires the person to do what ordinarily one cannot do. Well, I'm not speaking about Vidura, who is like great personality, Yamaraj himself, Mahajan. He doesn't need any of these things. He's already transcendental, like Lord Krishna. Pure devotees are transcendental to situations. They are not, cannot be judged by anything, any surrounding. But on the other hand, through that example, while living that life of a Shudra, how he conducts himself, how he goes, and not being detached, not being attached. See, one hand, Shudra is what? Who persons who are too much attached to the material enjoyment called Shudra. They're too much attached to material enjoyment, and they can do anything to derive some little pleasure, sensual pleasure. They go to many extents, sometimes in a wrong path, in a sinful path also. So that is basically Shudra. So it is not a very celebrated life, you know, where material enjoyment is the only goal and do anything to achieve that. So on the other hand, So therefore, when he was caused to become Sudra, so it is not a very good idea. I mean, to put him in that situation. But because he is Yamaraj himself, although he was in that situation, he was never affected by that. Right? He was always pure, clean. On the other hand, while living that life, he set a very good example for people in that category to become detached. And we also see Dhritarashtra, although he's a Kshatriya, and a Kshatriya, they rule and they pass it over and they go away, right? There are so many Rajarasis examples are there. Not that till the fag end of the life they rule the kingdom. So Dhritarashtra, although he's a Kshatriya, he's supposed to give it up, but he was kind of living a Shudra life, in the sense, attachment, strong attachment to the land and to the property and things like that. Not able to give it up. That is a Sudra type of mentality. But the other hand, Vidura, he is completely detached and pure. And he was cursed. So there is a story regarding how he got cursed. Srila Prabhupada explains in one of his class that this Manduka Muni who cursed Yamaraj. So he was once meditating in his ashram, and some thieves came and hid in his ashram. So the policemen, they kept searching for these thieves, and they found him in his ashram. So they all arrested him along with Manduk Muni. It's like they discriminated that time, just arrested, took him away. And there was some judgment given by a king. He said, okay, put them on, there is a very harsh treatment for the sin of thieves, that you put them on suli, or a kind of sword, penetrating sword, and they have to sit on it, and then goes through their anus and comes out of the head. It's like that kind of punishment, which is really severe punishment. So, Manduka Muni was also about to be dragged to that punishment. Then the king realized something is wrong here. They let him go. But then Manduka Muni is a powerful yogi, so he immediately went to Yamaraj. And he challenged him, why I was put in this situation? I am a yogi, I am doing my meditation, I have not committed any sin. So why this situation came to me? Then Yamaraj said, well, let me check your files, And then he found out that when he was a small child, he was poking some ants, with a pin, some kind of pin. So he said, you did like this. So he said, I was an innocent child. Actually, till the age of 12, whatever the kids do, the sinful activities, it goes to the parents. I heard like that in my childhood. Therefore, my parents would not speak very strongly not to commit any sin till the age of 12. After 12, they are not responsible. We are responsible. So he said, I was an innocent child and I did some mistake in innocence. And you think this is the punishment for that? Then Namaraj didn't say anything. He is like whatever in the books, like managers, they just say the rules and they stay quiet. So he was quiet, and he became very angry. He said, no, this is not right, and he cursed him. You became a Sudra for 100 years. But Yamaraj is pure devotee, so they never resist if there is something, challenge or something. So he just accepted. Now Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport very nicely that he was actually tired of doing this, punishing these sinful souls for 24 hours. And every day, dealing with all these people. They say the people who deal with criminal branch, the lawyers and the policemen, they have a very stressful life. They are constantly in their mind and their thoughts are always about the thieves and the criminals and dealing with them, trying to extract the truth from them. So they are always constantly dealing with these people. So their life is very stressful because all negativities, right? Dealing with all negative things. not a very glorious life. They're serving the society by doing that, but that's very stressful. Yamaraj is doing this work as a service to Krishna, and he needed a break. So this is the break that Lord arranged for him. Lord's activities are very strange actually. He could have done in so many different ways, but he chose to get him caught and come on a Sudra body. But then because they're transcendental in any situation, so the cause is for them is a blessing. It's a blessing. They just accept it. So the duality is never happiness and pleasure of this world is not something that they are touched upon by. So, Vidura, he kind of got a break from his difficult, hard, situations and constantly working. And he came as Vidura. And because when Duryodhan was very harsh to him, he was very straightforward to Yudhishthira. Duryodhan was born, Vidura told Dhritarashtra to abandon him. And this is very harsh in one sense. Because he's been punishing so many people, so he's kind of chosen to speak the truth straight, He said, just abandon this child. Babies are babies, right? Small, tiny, and very attractive, cute. Duryodhana was a very handsome person. He must have been a very cute baby, right? As a baby. So, to abandon a small, cute baby like that is not easy. But by the symptoms and the astrological things, everything was so clear that this is going to be a very difficult person to deal with in future. He said, you must abandon. Abandon doesn't mean kill. Abandon means he can be raised somewhere else, but don't give him the opportunities that he will mostly misuse. And he did it. He did it. So that was Vidura. And same Vidura, naturally, when he spoke again and again to Dhritarashtra, right in front of grown-up Duryodhan, that you should abandon this person, this and that. So he became very angry. Duryodhan became very angry. He said, you get out of this place. And because you are my uncle and all, I will not kill you, but I'll just allow you to go with your breath. That's what he told him. Very, very harsh. For all the good advices that he gave. And he immediately left. And during his course of journey, he met Maitreya like that. And there was a lot of discussion about Krishna. So he was filled with Krishna consciousness in those travels. And when he came back, he just came back to help Dhritarashtra. There was no other purpose to come back. To regain the land or eat nicely, sleep nicely and all those things. And that the palace actually offered the luxury that palace offered. It was not for that reason he returned. He returned only to help Dhritarashtra. And that's where the sloka is. And I think we will be discussing more in the future verses. So at this point I will stop. And Madan Gopal Prabhu, please say a few words. Can you? Yeah. And Nityan Prabhu, if I have not said something, you can add. We have time. No, after you.
Maybe I am repeating a point which was spoken in the last 15-20 days, or maybe I heard in the last 15-20 days, mostly it was spoken here or somewhere else, about Yamaraj. Like devotees, especially Yamaraj is certainly one of the 12 Mahajanas, very advanced, means pure devotee. But still he is doing, as you mentioned, and as we have heard, he is doing the job of punishing the sinful people. And as you told, quite busy job. They are more sinful than the pious, dharmic than the, sorry, more adharmic people than the dharmic ones. So, because it is said that Yamdutas, who were assisting him, who were with Yamraj practically all the time, or much of the time they had been with Yamaraj for years together. But they could not understand Yamaraj fully, and that's why they got confused during Ajami's time, because they only saw the management activity side of a devotee. But when Yamaraj came as Vidura, then we can see his devotional side of a devotee. So sometimes when devotees or advanced devotees for some reasons are doing such management service, it's wonderful, we should assist them as a Das Dasundas Bhav. But during management, something happened, you do this, you don't do this, why don't you understand? We should not get carried away by only that. If you only see that aspect of a devotee, then we might not get the essence of devotional life. We should see the aspect of Vidura. This was spoken here, I am just repeating because nice. You asked me. Hare Krishna.
Very nice.
So the mic to Nityan, the original speaker.
Yeah, to see the, you know, beyond this, you know, activity is very important. So we should, because normally the mind goes in the externalities, right? Then we forget the person who is doing the service. Yeah, that's very important. Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't expect any of these things. Well, you have given your experience of traveling and Prabhupada's disciples' mode is very sweet. You want to transfer that mode to others. I was reading this verse and I was discussing with you also when you were worshipping Shaligram that the devotee is getting cursed and sometimes devotee curse. I was just quite amused by this thing that when the devotee curse, they curse others out of compassion. Narada Muni cursed Nalakuvara Mani Griva. And that ends in good results basically. And sometimes devotees receive curse like Chitraketu Maharaj was cursed by Parvati. And in both ways, either they receive curse with gratitude, and sometimes they curse others with compassion. So, if either one party who is cursing or receiving curse, if they are devotees, the whole situation becomes sweet only. You know. So here, Yamaraj is a great devotee, pure devotee, and Mandukamuni may not be of that caliber of devotional credits, but he received curse with gratitude and it's blossomed in a beautiful, you know, arrangement. So like that, Prabhupada says that I am also cursed, you know, by Daksha Prajapati curses Narada Muni, and Prabhupada said I am cursed by the parents, you know. But what we get is Prabhupada travels all around and all the speciousness comes out. So in that sense it's a sweet thing that curse or blessings both are absolute and comes in Krishna's service. Just lighter note, I was mentioning that Ramanujacharya was driven away from his place.
I would like to tell that story. Sorry. Nityanpur told me a nice story today morning about cursing. He was just about to speak now. I want to say, because if I say, I will remember it more. So in that, there was a saint, Ramanujacharya, first time it comes. Right? Am I right? If I'm wrong, you just correct me. So he sees the group of dacoits living in a village and group of saints, devotee in another village. So he goes, he blesses the dacoits that you become prosperous and live here forever. They are very happy. And he's a saintly person, so his words came true. They become very prosperous. And even the devotees curse them. You never prosperous. You will never prosperous in this village. So what happened there? There all, you know, sadness came and so much miseries came. That forced them to go out of that place. But each devotee, wherever they went, they became preacher. They started purifying the entire world, wherever they went. The dacoits, they get stuck at one place. They couldn't go anywhere because they're happy and prosperous, whatever it is. So they stayed there. They couldn't pollute the world. So curse, in one sense, can be a very good blessing. And it's a very good story. It's a nice story. Thank you. Anything I missed in this?
Microphone you have.
The sadhus that leave the village, they went all around. And they preached and yeah. others become.
Yeah.
Yeah, I yeah. heard from Gaurang too.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, the great devotees leave their place, go to other place, they create difference. So yeah. I thought Radha Valla Prabhu left yogi's place,
to
bring yogi plate to others.
So many times like this story happens within ISKCON in recent times also. Because there is something, some apparent disagreement, and then some devotee goes to preach. He says, okay, I am not doing this service. I will change the service. Apparently, it's a disagreement or even little higher than that, which is not very pleasant. But because of that, a new preaching starts or something like that.
Yeah.
Many times in the last 20 years of ISKCON Chowpatty, or overall ISKCON in that way, even like Tamal Kesha Maharaj went to China, or so many things, like in the apparent disagreements among devotees. And that starts a new department like book distribution or youth preaching or a new center. So many, it repeats even in the present last 20-30 years.
Hare Krishna. That's true. That's a nice point. Any questions? Prabhu. Krishna Prabhu. Radhapati Prabhu would like to say something. You must be thinking something to speak. Why now? Let us hear Prabhu also.
Thank you, Radha Vallabh Prabhu. So nice to hear you giving class after such a long time in Radha Gopinath Temple. I would eagerly look forward to your class every month. So this particular topic of Dhritarashtra quitting home, sometimes, you know, it gives a thought that a person like Dhritarashtra, even towards the end of his life, you know, in spite of seeing all his 100 children being killed and right in front of his eyes, and you know, so much of suffering, but yet, you know, he wanted to continue to be in the palace and, you know, being addressed by Yudhishthira Maharaj as the king, you know, was keeping him, you know, in this material condition in spite of so much of suffering. And finally Vidura had to come and you know, very harsh words, including, you know, telling him that you are eating the food that is thrown to you like a dog by Bhima, who you try to kill personally. So those words actually made him Krishna conscious, and then, you know, he departed. So sometimes the feeling is that we practice Krishna consciousness from, or rather we are told, it is better to start practicing Krishna consciousness at a young age. So that, you know, we will spend our entire life in Krishna consciousness, and then towards the end, you know, we'll be able to remember Krishna. But in the case of Dhritarashtra, we see that although he led a very materialistic life, and in spite of so much suffering, he still wanted to continue. Sometimes the thought comes to one's mind that, you know, in the old age, if you have a person like Vidura, or if you take shelter of, you know, institution like ISKCON, then that is the time when we can conveniently remember Krishna and go home back to Godhead. So I was just trying to understand your views on this particular interpretation.
No, you're practicing nicely, Prabhu. You have sacrificed a lot. I mean, devotees in general have seen, inspired by Prabhupada and Prabhupada disciples, there's always a sense of detachment is already cultivating inside, strong. And look at yourself, no? Or, you know, all the devotees, Alapati Prabhu, all the brahmacharis here, there is a strong sense of detachment already inculcated in us. So nobody has to come and chastise like the way Vidura did to Dhritarashtra. Maybe I will need that. I'm just speaking, but no, it generally doesn't have to be like that. That's a very strong situation example where he was actually attached. So he came out of compassion, brother, friend, guide. Everything was in Vidura. So. Like some people we can talk very freely, like, you know, when I talk to Nityananda Prabhu, or, you know, sometimes Brajchandra Prabhu, we cannot talk the same way to everybody. But here Vidura was actually brother and friend, very intimate with Dhritarashtra, very, very intimate. So he could go and speak anything he wanted, you know,
this is your situation, get out of this place. But nobody else can go and speak in the same way to Dhritarashtra, you know, it's not possible. So to have such intimate friends and, you know, some companion who can actually speak freely to us when there is a time is a blessing. It's a blessing. So that was Dhritarashtra's really good fortune, that he had a friend, intimate person, who was willing to give up his renunciation. He was enjoying the journey outside and talking to Maitreya and all these great personalities, enjoying the whole yatras, but he left that enjoyment because out of his love for his friend, and just came and said that, you know, saying left, right, everything. That's a good point, bro. But that's the thing. That's the thing. Thank you. Prabhu, microphone.
Hare Krishna. So, thank you, Prabhu. That was a very wonderful point that you made, that ultimately all of us need to practice Krishna consciousness in the association of devotees in such a way that we are able to build nice relationship with the other devotees, where at least we have a few friends, like you mentioned, Nityananda Prabhu, Vrachanda Prabhu. So all of us aspire to have a few friends who will come at the time when we need it the most to tell us that you are in Maya, take to Krishna. So that, I think, is a very wonderful point, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Haribo, yeah. Actually, you know, this is very wonderful discussion you have initiated. That is, Vidura instructing Dhritarashtra in his old age. And this actually brings out a very important principle, and that is the association of devotees, the principle of association of devotees, how important it is. Like we have the example of Bharat Maharaj, who did not have the proper association. So there was nobody to correct him at that point of time. But here, by the arrangement of the Lord, Vidura came only to correct Dhritarashtra. He came specifically for that. Actually, any other person in his place would not have come at all. He said, a place from where I have been insulted and kicked out, why should I go back to that place at all? And that too, Dhritarashtra was there. He did not take any steps to, you know, prevent him from being sent out. So he could have had that grudge. No, but no, he saw the higher cause. And therefore he came back and he did the right thing like a surgeon will do. Just remove the cancer and cure the patient. So he did that and he gave the right knowledge to Dhritarashtra and saw to it that his life became meaningful at least at the end of his life. Though he was attached throughout his life, at least at that time he gave him that sense of detachment by which he could attach to Krishna. That was the beautiful part of it.
Yes.
Now, so these principles which are there, we see that whatever may be the changes that is taking place, that was in some other yuga and now we are in Kali Yuga. But even with all these differences, we find the same situation presenting itself again and again in front of people in their own lives. And therefore that makes stories of Bhagavatam and all these things very instructive and very, very valuable for us.
Yes.
So now I have one question for you.
Okay.
That was the main purpose of my taking the mic. And that was, you see, we just heard from Madan Gopal Prabhu that whatever may happen, people may move from one place to another, but when they go, actually they find that there is a purpose in their being sent to that place by the arrangement of the Lord. So now you said that you have been traveling the world by Krishna's mercy. So we would like to get some nectar from you from that point of view, that you have been traveling in your travels, what you have seen, what you understood, and what you would like to share with us. It would be very interesting for us to know that.
Thank you for that question. But I'm a very ordinary person, bro. I just went around teach cooking to people. So
My life is surrounded around cooking, you know, like an ashram and other places. So wherever I went, I taught people sattvic cooking. Believe it or not, although while in ashram, like we didn't care about Madan Gopal Prabhu's feedback while cooking, like his no tomatoes and all those things. But what I found in my entire years of cooking and all, whatever Prabhu told is all correct. It is so true. And whatever valuable things Prabhu was insisting and trying to bring to, you know, devotees is... if I go to my field, I lost myself, basically. So then I start speaking. I don't know that it is required here or not. But yeah, food is very important. And in ISKCON, we, Prabhupada inspired a lot of people to do the sattvic cooking and offer to the Lord. But real sattvic food, which is traditional and cooked in, you know, for centuries in Vedic temples, that is something we still need to learn. And prepare food accordingly in that way, bhoga accordingly, and offer to the Lord. That those prasadam was actually like, although we are living a lot of sattvic life in ISKCON, still people get cancer and other things like that. I think if we understand the principles of sattvic food and apply them in a way, in a traditional based cuisines, bring them back to, in a way that people actually start appreciating and liking it. Because the moment we say sattvic food, people turn away their face and they say, oh, this is not going to be tasty and this and that. But my humble attempt is basically to make sure that the traditional based food, you know, that is cooked in a bhoga, that is cooked in a proper way, is actually tasty, actually fulfilling, actually nourishing also. So that's my attempt, and I went around doing the same kind of workshops. And although my cooking is not exactly the way the traditional preparation is, but I have the knowledge by Krishna's grace. And I'm waiting with patience the day that I can actually do that in such a way that people really like, appreciate and accept it happily. And it becomes like go around like in a very positive way. And the thing is, there is a lot of ignorance in the matter of food. Like, you say for example, onion garlic, if you say tamasic food, you take any cuisine from Japan to Mexico, any world, any country, any nations, any cuisines, these two ingredients are there. And they create tamas. They create tamas. And that covers our interest or desire to learn about Krishna consciousness, learn about spiritual life. That also creates a lot of lethargy. Lethargy especially towards spiritual, where there is tapasya involved, where there is austerity involved. Anywhere there is austerity involved, people withdraw back strongly. Why? Because the food has already created the damage and is constantly damaging. And that is not good for them. It is not good for them. So, and that's why I try to go around and give attraction first to sattvic lifestyle, in the sense no onion, no garlic, for example. That itself a big step towards sattvic food. Then bringing the traditional preps, you know, cuisines into people's life will be another big challenge. And by Krishna's grace, or Radharani's grace, wherever I went, the food is accepted so far. People are accepting. Here, brahmacharis had double views. This is the only place where I found difficulty to please. It was easier to please Radha Swami Maharaj than our brahmachari friends. But in general, there is a lot of acceptance. So that's what keeps me inspiring and do things which are generally very difficult to do in a restaurant type of business. Like Govinda is already a brand. People know it. They come and eat here. But anything outside that is very difficult to convince and attract to people. So, but I'm trying my best. I need all of your blessings. This is my
small, you know. But I feel strongly that food can, the right kind of prasadam, if we distribute, not only nourish the body, but it can nourish the soul and the mind. People will be more open to spiritual knowledge. Gradually, it takes time. It takes time. Like Gaurang Prabhu says one example, that in IIT, one guy used to come and he just give prasadam, left in front of his room, and he would eat it. And after many years, he saw him dancing in Kirtan in Laguna Beach in US. So it took so long for the prasadam to get effect, like that. But it will have impact. It's 9:20 actually. Last, okay. Madan Gopal, you conclude. Yeah, yeah. No questions.
Yes, sir. 2 minutes. Because you have already raised the topic which I cannot resist to speak. So I have to speak. But 2 minutes. Since you say I am not a preacher, I just do some things, what do you call it? Odd type of things. You are a preacher. So, yes, it's good that you are trying to preach sattvic food, which is appreciated also in some places. Just like Lord Sri Krishna or any avatar of Krishna comes, like Lord Krishna, when he came, he was 8 feet high, or what it may be, 12 feet high, because he came at the end of Dwapar Yuga. That's not his like perfect size. Like Balaram ji, if you hear the story, that Revati was palm tree high, because that was from Satya Yuga. So we also understand this concept, like we cannot say that Lord is always 12 feet high. He came at the end of Dwapar Yuga and then he stayed the life because he was there. If he comes today, it won't be that Lord will be 12 feet high. He will come 6 feet high. So that sattvic food definition also changes. That's what I am understanding since last 2, 3, 4 years since we are not met. So sattvic food 100 years back is wonderful. That's what is excellent. 500 years back is wonderful. Slowly we can move back to Dwapar Yuga, Treta Yuga and Satya Yuga. What type of sattvic foods were accepted that time?
Yeah.
It will be much higher level for the common public. The sattvic food which we are mentioning like 200 years back, like Jagannath Puri cooking. Wonderful. But some point of time a human will have to move back to sattvic food at the time of Dwapar Yuga or Treta Yuga or Satya Yuga. Bas, Hare Krishna. For you to work further.
Oh. That's a big task. Okay, Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.